I'll tell you an old Christmas story as we sit round the log fire at night. Why, each Christmas tree has a fairy on top, and old Santa's beard is quite white. It happened one winter in Yorkshire, on a dark Christmas Eve long ago. There was Santa out doing his rounds and playing on sledge in snow. He were taking all presents to houses, and then when that first job were done, he went round once again with his fairies, putting Christmas trees in every one. Now, just when he thought he might finish, and last house were almost in sight, he went to fetch more trees off toboggan, and he found he were just 4 trees light. Well, this discovery quite upset Santa, so he gave to his reindeer a shout, "Whoa up!" And he sent for his Christmas tree fairy to chastise her for leaving him out. "Ee, by gum, that's a daft little fairy. That's as daft as a fairy could be. When thou packed up sledge this evening, thou must have missed off some of trees." "Oh, bugger," replied little fairy, which were really quite unfairy-like. "I'll have to go back to the factory." And with that, she got on her bike. "Hold on just a minute," cried Santa. "There's a way that won't let you forget. Fetch 1 tree for each of the fingers on right hand, and you'll get it right yet." So off like a shot went our fairy, much faster than light from the sun, because Einstein hadn't yet been invented, so she wasn't to know that weren't done. If you could have watched little fairy, there was trouble to come, you could tell, because when she were counting her fingers, she counted her thumbing as well. Well, Santa, he waited for hours till his patience were running quite dry, till at last he saw fairy pedalling for all she were worth through its sky. But then, as the fairy got nearer, Santa's anger it grew more and more. He could see from the load she was bearing, she'd fetched him 5 trees and not 4. Well, Santa got redder and redder, started roaring with all of his might, till the glow from his nose outshone Rudolph, and his beard it began to turn white. "Way, they're stupid," he yelled at the fairy. "That's 4 times as thick as I thought. Now go and put trees in last houses, and as soon as that's finished, report." So straight away, off went the fairy. Soon as she'd finished last place, she brought 5th tree back to Santa, and she waved it in front of his face. "Whatever shall I do with this one?" our innocent fairy inquired. So Santa, he upped and he delved her, because by now he were feeling right tired. Well, our fairy, she looked up at Santa, and her face it turned a mite red. But then, like the good little fairy she was, she went and she did as he said. So now, at the end of my story, you'll see why to this very night, each Christmas tree has a fairy on top, and old Santa's beard is quite white.